that by working hard and fighting for what we believe in, that we're going to have a huge victory on November 4th, up and down the ballot.
Congressman Jim McGovern welcomed his fellow Democrats to the DCU Center in Worcester, his home district, for the party's two-day convention Friday night. Expected to breeze to re-election in November, McGovern used his time at the podium to launch a campaign to declare hunger illegal.
It has become unfashionable in Washington to talk about poverty, to talk about poor people. It's more fashionable to demonize them and to diminish their struggle. Poor people don't have a super PAC. They don't write big checks to political campaigns. But it is our duty and our moral obligation as Democrats to tackle this issue head on.
McGovern introduced U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who drew upon the 2012 election in which she beat Republican Scott Brown, now a candidate for Senate in New Hampshire.
Apparently, we beat Scott Brown so badly that he tucked tail and ran away to New Hampshire.
The party officially nominated Senator Ed Markey for re-election to a full six-year term. A congressman who represented Massachusetts for 37 years, Markey defeated Republican Gabriel Gomez in last year's special election to fill the seat left vacant by current Secretary of State John Kerry.
The Tea Party knows that I am a big obstacle to Republicans taking back the United States Senate.
The Massachusetts Republican Party is endorsing Hopkinton Selectman Brian Herr to challenge Markey in November. A WBUR poll released in March showed 50% of voters support Markey against 29% for a Republican candidate. Calling himself a reasonable, responsible, respectful Republican, Herr supports term limits, immigration reform allowing people to earn citizenship, and a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget. Here he is speaking at the state Republican convention in March.
Now, I know this is going to be a tough race. I know it's going to be a tough race.
Governor Deval Patrick also took the stage following a video tribute and introduction by his former Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray. Patrick is not seeking re-election after two terms.
I will never forget and have never forgotten the chance you were willing to take on a poor kid with a funny name from the south side of Chicago who wanted a way to give something back to the community that gave so much to him.
The governor's race marks the biggest question mark for Democrats. The party-backed treasurer Steve Grossman, but Attorney General Martha Coakley has consistently led in election polling. Meanwhile, former federal health care administrator Don Berwick also will be on September's primary ballot, receiving 22% of convention delegates, just 1% less than Coakley. Patrick says his administration should serve as a lesson for why the state should keep the governor's office blue.
We don't need to tear down the challengers or each other to win elections. We need to stress our values and their roots in the highest American ideals.
The Republican Party has endorsed Charlie Baker, who lost to Patrick in 2010 by 6 percentage points. Tea Party candidate Mark Fisher will also be on the primary ballot. Independents Evan Falchuk, Scott Lively, and Jeff McCormick are also running for governor. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.